I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
And we are always pleased to chat with Tom Lydon, in part not just because he gives great information, but because he really helps you sort of figure out not only how to track the trends and follow the trends, but how to use the trends, where you're going to allocate your assets and how something fits in to the bigger picture. If you want more information, go to etftrends.com or at etftrends, or follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower was built on a simple and compelling idea. Do what's best for investors 100% of the time. If that sounds good to you, learn more at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
The Market Vectors High Yield Muni ETF, ticker symbol HYD.
HYD, we're talking high yield munis. Of course, high yield is what some folks would otherwise refer to as junk. We have had the discussion that junk isn't so junky right now, but is that the motivation here? You can't get yield anyplace else, so go try to find the safest junk possible?
Well, I think that's part of it, Chuck. We're in a situation where there are a lot of moving parts, as we're still waiting to see how the whole fiscal cliff issue unfolds. Is it going to happen this year? Is it going to happen in 2013? What areas are going to be affected? And in the municipal side, there's been some discussion about actually removing the tax-exempt status of munis. But when you talk to people on Wall Street, most feel that this is a sacred cow and that the government and Congress wouldn't go after that right now because it really represents a huge chunk of money. And it's really been deemed for many a safe place and very good for states and municipalities. And right now, we don't think that that will be shaken up. However, just this week, we heard that Mary Shapiro, chairman of the SEC, will be stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
Obama has put in her place Elise Walter. Now, a little bit about Elise. She, this summer, wrote an extensive research report about municipal bonds and her concern for liquidity. And that may put the municipal market under the spotlight a bit, not necessarily from the tax-exempt standpoint, but more from a liquidity standpoint. And with that in mind, we're hearing from a lot of people that have invested in municipal ETFs that it has actually increased liquidity in the single-issue market and actually kept the bid-and-ask spread pretty tight, which has been very good. So we hope that after she gets into her seat, that we actually find out a little bit more that liquidity is good within the municipal market. And here, on this high yield side, which, as you point out, is lesser quality as far as other types of municipal issues, but the rate and the yield, which, again, from a tax-exempt standpoint, at 4.33%, looks very attractive.
When somebody is trying to figure out where this fits in the portfolio, how do they do it? I mean, obviously, you've got this side that says I'm trying to go out the yield spectrum, but as you take on those additional risks, how much risk are we willing to stomach? What kind of asset allocation do we look at?
Well, this is the tough thing right now, because a lot of people have looked at the $2.5 trillion that's in money market funds and saying that there's some risk here, because we all know when we see higher yields, the value of those treasuries, even short term, can go down. So the safety of the dollar per share price might be threatened. And the fact that many feel that municipals and the tax exempt status are going to continue to remain tax exempt, that they'll even be under more demand. So I think there are many out there that are looking at their cash that they have on the sidelines, and if you were to take 10% of your safe money and put it into something that, although from a label standpoint may not seem as safe, really is, from a comparable standpoint, worth the risk to put 10% of your money market or CD money in something like this, what would happen is you double the overall yield and diversify your holdings.
You double the overall yield of the entire safe portion. It's not.
That's correct.
It's, again, trying to make sure that people understand that what we are talking about here with the Market Vectors High Yield Muni ETF, HYD, the ETF of the week, is that it has a current yield that's north of 4%.
That's right.
What about holding period on this? Because admittedly, we're not expecting rates to go up till 2014 necessarily, but any bond fund, you have that risk. And is there any sort of worry on that side for you?
Well, there is, and I think a very simple tool that you and I talk about regularly, and because this has a fluctuating price, just watch the 200-day average on HYD, and as long as every month that you're in, you get a decent yield, but if that drops below its 200-day average, that might be an exit strategy for you. And for most investors, as they're looking for greater yields, here's a good opportunity, but when we do see yields rise, remember the value of those bonds, whether they be treasuries or municipals, will go down in value. And this is something that you and I are going to be talking about in the months and years to come. Interest rate risk could be the next bubble, so you have to look out.
Yeah, there's no question that that becomes a concern, but in the interim, folks should be looking at the Market Vectors High Yield Muni ETF. It is ticker symbol HYD, a yield of over 4%. Again, it was 10% of your safe money was the allocation Tom was talking about. Tom Lydon, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends on Twitter or at Tom Lydon on Twitter or all of them, and you will have not only the ETF of the week, but a lot of support information that'll help make you a better ETF investor. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Up next, it is the big interview, and later on, it's the Money Life Market Call. So stick around. We'll be right back.